Our next guest on the program, a well-known as a longtime educator, basketball coach, official basketball historian as well. We're pleased to be joined this afternoon by our friend Jamie Russell. Hello there, Jamie.
Hey, Rich.
We were talking about school mascots a couple of minutes ago, and I'm pretty sure there's nobody. I think I can name all of them in Eastern Maine, but I don't know if anybody knows them better than you do.
I don't know. That would put a lot of pressure on me. I guess I put my money on you. I think you would have a better handle on maybe the Central Maine teams and Western Maine.
Western Maine, I might struggle a little bit, but I think I do okay around here. I stumped Kerry. He didn't remember the nickname of Brownville Junction back when they had their own school.
Oh, yeah, because I went to middle school there. We were the Railroaders.
Right, which is one of the great mascots of all time.
Yeah, we used to have a train underneath the basket coming through the wall.
Right, I remember that. I love it. That was great. Well, Jamie, you reached out last night to share a story, and I asked if we could talk about it on the air, and you were kind enough to say yes. And it's something that everybody's been dealing with now for a year and a half, but it's hit pretty close to home for you. Can you share your COVID-19 story?
Well, I just wanted to send out an appreciation. I listen to you and Kerry a lot, and you talk about the vaccine and the people not getting vaccinated and the people that are willing to get vaccinated. And it just hit at home because I had the Moderna vaccine on March 2nd and then March 30th. And I refereed last fall soccer, and we had all these precautions in place where the players had to wear masks. Officials wore masks. Personnel on the bench were 6 feet apart. The areas were marked out with X's where players could stand. There was a lot of sanitizing going on, cleaning the soccer balls in between periods, and it was just very, very well organized, and you felt safe. And this year, a lot of those things kind of went by the wayside. There are no masks, and I'm not going to argue whether you should or not. Should wear a mask or not wear a mask. I chose to wear a mask at the soccer games, and I did. I think I told you I did 27 games between August 20th and Saturday, and I didn't work with anybody else that wore a mask, and that's their choice. That's fine. But they didn't wear masks this year. There's no social distancing on the benches. The first couple of weeks they were, after a game, teams are shaking hands and they're high-fiving each other. We had a specific rule last year on mouth guards. They had to stay in the mouth. You couldn't take them out. For example, you couldn't have a corner kick, take the mouth guard out and yell at someone to get ready. You had to keep them in. This year, it's anything goes. Kids are taking their mouth guards out. I've seen kids take their mouth guards out and give somebody else a high five, with it in their other hand. There's been spitting. There's kids clearing out their nasal passages, the whole nine yards. There is no social distancing on the sidelines. Last year, when subs would come in, they were separated. This year, you could have five or six kids all lined up at a table, and they're on top of each other. So I will say on September 2nd, I had talked to Jason Mills, the athletic director at Panquis Valley and Milo. He's on the NPA soccer committee. And I told him about some of my concerns about what was going on, especially the shaking of the hands after the game. And they did send something out. I think it's called Chalk Talk. The MPA sends out with a bulletin.
Oh, yes. Yep.
It was on that they recommended that teams not shake hands. And in the last couple of weeks, they've kind of eliminated that. I've only seen one team do it since, so they've cleared that up. But make a long story long, I did a game at Mananauncook on Saturday. And after the game, I've been nursing a bad hamstring. And if anybody's seen me referee in the last 2 weeks knows that I haven't been moving. And that's not a surprise to the coaches anyway. But anyway, I had a bad hamstring. After the game, I got home, and it was really, really bothering me. And I was kind of fatigued, didn't feel good, went to bed early. Woke up Sunday morning, and I had a cough and a runny nose. And then about 11 or 12 o'clock, all of a sudden, it wasn't just my hamstring, it was both legs. It was my hips, my quads, everything was just blowing up. And then around 5 o'clock, 5:30, all of a sudden I had chills. And I had opened the refrigerator, and it felt like if you've ever jumped in a cold shower or a cold lake, that feeling you get. And that's what I got. And that's when my light bulb went off, like, this is not good. I'm showing symptoms of COVID. So I did a home test, and it came back negative. But to be sure, because I was scheduled to do games every day this week, to be sure, I did a test at a local pharmacy, and it came back positive. And even though I've been vaccinated, I've been wearing masks at the games, I have stayed away from stores. If I do have to go into a place, I'm wearing a mask. I've got hand sanitizer everywhere. I've been super careful, but I still got it.
So that's the first lesson there, is that this Delta variant, it doesn't fool around. As scientists have told us, it's much more contagious than the first version of COVID that went through. And yeah, even if you've been doing all the right things, it's still possible to get it. And I know you don't feel very good at all, and yet you have that virus contained a little bit because you got that vaccine. I can't imagine how you'd be feeling if you weren't vaccinated.
I have two things to take away. I had someone comment to me, because I just found out yesterday afternoon that I have it. But I thought someone said, geez, you know, kind of a waste of time wearing your mask. Well, no, because maybe I didn't give it to some. Maybe I had the virus on Friday and I didn't give it to somebody for the two teams I refereed on Saturday.
Right.
Maybe I protected somebody else besides myself. And your point, I think I would have been much more. I've had the flu probably. Last time I had the flu was 15, 20 years ago. And when I get the flu, I used to get really, really sick for days. And I'm not anywhere near that right now. So if I didn't have the vaccine and I did test positive for COVID-19, I would be very, very sick. I have no question that this has helped me avoid a hospital bed.
The other thing, we're talking with Jamie Russell here on Downtown. The other thing you and I discussed in the exchange of emails last night was that, like everybody in education, and especially with coaching, you want to see our young people have a normal winter athletic season. And I know your concern is the same as mine, that if people don't start doing a better job of practicing some of these safe habits, these mitigation strategies that we know have been successful in the past, that puts the chances of a normal winter season at risk. We've seen a bunch of cancellations, particularly in football so far, and it could get a lot worse when we move inside.
Yeah, I have showed up at three different fields this year where they couldn't get a hold of me in time, where when I arrived at the field, the game was canceled. In one case, they were actually on the way to the field on a bus and turned around and went home. I don't want that to happen this winter, and I'm very concerned about the fact that it's indoors. It's in a confined space. You're worried about air quality. You're worried about having fans, et cetera. I am concerned. I hope that we can get it cleaned up. I hope we can get people to buy into the fact that you need to get vaccinated. I know one of the things they're doing at a lot of the schools are these, if not all the schools, are the vaccine pools.
Right.
I would strongly encourage any student athlete, including myself, the coaches, and your staff, to get into those pools and to get a vaccine. And if you do, and if you're exposed, your chances of participating and coming back are much, much better and quicker, as opposed to quarantining for, you know, 10 to 14 days, whatever the requirements are from each school.
And I've talked to student athletes at Brewer about this and said, look, whatever you believe politically about this, I know this, if you get that vaccination, you don't have to quarantine if there's an outbreak on your team. So that's pretty good reason to do it. And even with masking, I know that in schools that are doing universal masking in schools and even in some of their athletic situations, that reduces the number of people that have to quarantine if there is a positive test.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you're absolutely right. I'll tell you something interesting. I was encouraged to go 48 hours from my game on Saturday, to go back 48 hours and contact the schools that I had officiated, and I won't name them off, but I had to get a hold of like four or five schools, and in three of the cases I talked to, they connected me to a school nurse or someone in the nursing department. And when I told them that when I was officiating that I wore a mask and that I had been vaccinated, that was the end of the conversation. Mm. They were like, thank you, we're going to move on. And that was it. And I haven't, there's only one school I have not heard from. They did talk to me and ask me if I'd been vaccinated, and I added that I'd been wearing a mask. But other than that, those four out of those five schools all have, they kept practicing and kept playing games because of the fact that, one, I didn't have direct contact, two, I had the vaccine, and three, I was wearing a mask.
Yeah, and again, those are pretty simple strategies that anybody can do. I mean, everybody, and I say this every day at school, and they're probably tired of hearing it as well, but you know, everybody in a high school at least has the opportunity to be vaccinated. And I understand, and I've heard from students who would like to get it, but their parents aren't quite there, aren't comfortable with it yet. Okay, fine. But everybody can put on that mask. Everybody can be socially distant. Everybody can do little things like avoiding those handshakes, sanitizing when you can, and just the kind of things, as you mentioned, Jamie, that we did last year, and it allowed us to, by the time spring rolled around, have a pretty normal spring sports season.
Absolutely. And it's a tough road, isn't it, Rich, to approach a kid about vaccines when maybe at home they're being told it's a joke, we're not going to do it, they can't tell us what to do. And the whole there's a political side too that I don't even want to even entertain.
Right.
About, you know, this thing, whole thing's a hoax, and you know, whatever. It's tough. I mean, where is my place in telling one of my players, I really think you should get a vaccine, and I'd love to have you wear a mask whenever there's an opportunity. That, you know, if we're just sitting around waiting for practice, whatever. I don't know when I can have that talk. I mean, I was talking to an AD the other night. Some of these parents meetings that we have are kind of routine, and you just go over the, you know, the handbook and expectations and this and that. But boy, those are important this year. I mean, can I bring that up at our parents meeting, you know, our preseason meeting? You know, this is what I'd really like to see happen. I don't know.
Well, I saw, maybe you saw it too. I think it was in the Waterville, the Central Maine Sentinel, an editorial last week that said everybody wants our kids to have a normal school year, but unfortunately a lot of parents have been unwilling to do the things that will guarantee that. And whether that's vaccinations or something as simple as masking, those are the things that can help this be normal for kids. And my personal experience has been it's not the kids. I have to remind kids when masks slip below their noses, but
yeah.
But in 2 years, no student has ever said to me, these masks are stupid, they don't do anything. They understand what they're looking for, and the goal is that they're able to do as many things as possible that are part of the high school experience. And I find often our students understand that better than some of the parents do.
Yeah, I know from last winter. Now, I didn't teach last year, but I know from last winter dealing with my student athletes, I didn't have anybody defiant. And maybe you'd have a girl that would bring it down over her chin for a second to catch her breath, and you'd remind them to leave it on. But there was no open defiance, like, yeah, I'm not going to do this.
Right.
This is stupid. Or I didn't see any of that. You know, and these are kids that are, you know, between 14 and 18 years old. I really think most of the complaining, like you said, I think most of the people that are defensive about the mask are the parents. Now, my 12 players that I have on varsity this year, if I ask them right now, do you want to wear a mask this winter? I can guarantee you that it's going to be a 12-0 vote. We don't want masks. But if you ask them and say that this is the only way we can have a season, then they would wear them.
Yeah, and if you say, hey, and if we wear these, the chances of people having to quarantine if there's a positive test drop dramatically.
Correct.
Now what do you think? And they'll say, well, then let's keep wearing the mask. Yeah, nobody, yeah. I don't want to wear a mask. I'm tired of wearing masks. We all are. But it's a small step you can do, first of all, to keep those around you safer, but also to give yourself more opportunity to do the things you love to do.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I would love to have a conversation like you're having right now with Terry's having. I just think those are things that we could sit down around a table 6 feet apart with our mask on, taking turns talking with parents and players, and have a civil conversation. And I think most people would be on board. I really do. With, you know, if we're going to pull this off, and we don't want anybody being quarantined, we don't want to lose, you know, have two or three players out every other game, I think everybody would get on board.
I sure hope so. Well, Jamie, I appreciate your willingness to share your story with us. I think it's an important message for people out there about the importance of vaccines and masking and doing what you can do. We hope this is a speedy recovery for you and that you're back to 100% soon. But thanks so much, Jamie, for coming on and telling your tale, because I think it's a great message for people.
Okay, great. Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jamie. Be well. Get well soon.